and we're underway. I think many of you are drawn to this topic because you know your own levels of success are up for grabs. You're in control, right? You're in control. And we've been talking a lot about self-sabotaging patterns, and we've been talking about all the patterns that, you know, how we get in our own way, but also learning a few things that once you're not in your way, how do you elevate your level of success? Because no doubt all of you in your mind have some kind of level, some kind of success level, some kind of, you know, evolution, elevation, whatever you want to call it, of how you want to be in the world and what you want to achieve, correct? You may have a certain dollar figure in the bank. You may have a certain number of clients, certain contribution you want to make, right? Many things like that. But also how you show up in the world. You want to show up more loving, more passionate, more present, more caring, right? Anyone on board with that? Was it just me? I think we're all on board. All right. If that's the case, I want to walk you through a few things I've been going through myself and with my clients that have been that have seen pretty significant results if you apply it. If you apply it, all right? One thing to jump on these calls and learn something new and say, oh, that Tyson, despite being so handsome, he also had some wisdom. And then you don't do anything about it. And that's it. Or we can actually go deep and use this week as a bit of an experiment to try something new and see what happens. See how you feel, see what results you achieve, see the difference in the level of action you take, right? We can even hold each other accountable as well and some support in doing that. One of the things I really want to install in you is that when we are looking to elevate our level of success, you know, you may wanting to hit six figures, 10 grand months, maybe even five grand months, make your first $200, whatever it is. If you haven't achieved it before, there's a reason for that, right? There are certain patterns with your beliefs, your emotions, and your actions that haven't led to that yet. And so that's what needs to shift. But as I've talked about in the self-sabotaging episodes and calls that we have here, is that we have a certain success level that we're comfortable with, right? There's a certain success level that you're comfortable with unconsciously. And as soon as you achieve a bit more than that success level, you kind of freak out a little bit and you think, oh my God, this isn't me. Oh my God, what do I do with this? Oh my God, I can't take this responsibility. Whatever it is, even unconsciously, you will self-sabotage yourself to get down into this zone that you're comfortable with. Vice versa, you'll hang out in the comfortable level until things reach a lower level, then you're like, shit, I gotta put my ass in gear, actually do something. And then you're on a little bit of a boost until you get back into that range, correct? For most of you, would it be safe to say that your next success level, how you want to elevate in the world, how you want to show up, and also the success you want to achieve, is kind of outside that window of what's comfortable? Right? It's on the higher realm of what's comfortable. If it's on the higher realm of what's comfortable, something needs to happen. Right? Something needs to happen. What I believe needs to happen, the biggest thing that can happen, is shifting your vibration so your own identity aligns with it. If that's the case, your vibration and identity will have a new comfort level of success. Correct? You'll have a new comfort level. And all of a sudden, your comfort level will shift up to a point where it's now serving you at a higher level. Your comfort zone is now serving you at a higher level. Because some of you, your comfort level won't be serving you, right? You might not be living the lifestyle you want, or you might not be having the freedom to live the way you want, afford the things you want, you know, be generous and being able to contribute, in certain areas that you really want to. Right. So we need to shift that. I notice this within myself. The reason why I call it an identity and a vibration is because if when I'm playing out my comfort zone and being in my small story and my small identity of, oh, I'm just this small time coach. I'm happy making 4, 5, 6 grand a month and things are comfortable and that's okay. And, you know, if it goes down a little bit, that's fine. Like, and sometimes when my income's on the lower end, I'll kind of accept that and I'll kind of play it small in my life. But I realized that ripple effect goes in all areas of my life. When I'm playing small in my life, and let's say I procrastinate on something that I know I wanted to do and I know I was in my highest, and then I go and I eat something that isn't in my highest, I'm like, who cares, you know, this sort of thing. And then I skip a workout or whatever, and I'm just like not living to my highest. When I'm in that vibration and I'm in that identity, I interact with you guys in a different way. I interact with people at the supermarket in a different way. When I'm talking to people at the golf course, I interact with them in a different way. What I choose to eat for dinner is very different. Do you know what I'm saying here? The ripple effect, how you show up in those areas is completely different. Your beliefs and thoughts, your emotions, and your actions are aligned with this, what I would call a small story. The small story is the you know, the limited self. It's like, oh, I'm not my expansive self. I'm just this play it small, very comfortable, you know, do what's familiar, this kind of person that just sticks to my comfort zone. You know, life's okay. Compared to your expansive self. When you're your expansive self, you're doing something outside your comfort zone. You're doing things that are in your highest, in your expansion, right? You may be challenging yourself with fasting. You may be challenging yourself with your fitness. You may be going to the next level in your business by investing in something that's a bit scary. You may be getting on Facebook Lives for the first time or running an event for the first time or really doing things outside your comfort zone where you can feel it's scary to your small story. Correct? The side of you who wants to stay comfortable, the side of you who wants to stay safe, the side of you who wants to stay in this little story is freaking out. But it feels very expansive because although it's scary to your small self, it's very expansive and fulfilling to your soul. Do we all know the feeling when you're doing something that's a little bit scary, but you know it's in your highest, you know it's in your expansion? Do we all know the feeling? Where you're like, man, this is challenging, but I'm moving forward and I'm expanding to see who and what I really am, right? We'll apply this to business for now, but this can be in all areas because it expands in all areas. Like, for example, let's say you have achieved the income level that's your expansive self. It may be 6 figures, 7 figures. You may be receiving an income and giving half of it away through, you know, philanthropy. You may be having a, you may be going through donations to, you know, charities, to friends and family, whatever. If you achieve that level of success and you embody that identity, do you treat people different? Are you a bit more present? Are you a bit more excited for them? Are you a bit more looking for what else is possible? Right? Once you embody that identity, do you drink a little bit more water? Do you choose to look after yourself a bit? Do you know what I'm getting at? Completely different. So what we're going to do is we're going to highlight some patterns of your small story, patterns of your expansive self. So you're aware of what you can do with your mind, with your emotions, and with your actions. They're going to allow you to step into your expansive self. Once again, side note, it's going to be scary. It's going to be scary to that small self who has learned, I need to stay small because of X, Y, and Z. I need to stay small because if I don't, people will target me. If I don't, people will judge me. People will say, you shouldn't be doing this, right? If I succeed at that level, then I risk having a bigger fall. Whatever it is, there's a reason why your small story, your small self has been constructed, right? And why it's therefore more challenging to go to your next expansive self. So we need to be aware of that. There's nothing wrong with the small story. There's nothing wrong with the small limited self. It's been developed for a reason, to keep you safe, comfortable with what's familiar, so you can feel okay. But we're not in this world to just feel okay. We're not in this world to just feel comfortable, are we? If you're like me, you know we are here to expand ourselves. We're here to grow, to learn, to expand, so we can love more deeply, so we can contribute at deeper levels, right? Who's on board? Awesome. If you're on board with loving more deeply, growing more deeply, contributing more deeply, then you'll be all in on this. I don't really see any other way than shifting the vibration you have with the level of at the level of identity that you know is your highest. Because if you don't have that identity, yeah, you may do something one time, but you're going to sabotage yourself, right? When I was on the call yesterday with Camille, she was saying anyone she was learning about who has achieved a 6 or 7 figure business, every single one of them at one point just decided. They just made a decision. They said, okay, this is me now, right? This is now what I'm willing to accept for myself. Which leads to the question, what would you like to decide? Who would you like to be? What's your next level? And if we make that decision, I want you to write that down. Say, I decide X, Y, and Z. I decide to be a six-figure business owner. I decide to show up in this way. I decide to be this kind of person. It's a decision. It's just like, I now want to live this way. I now want to show up in this way. Right? There's a real powerful thing in the brain when you come up with it, when you just decide, like this is the decision that I'm making right now, and I'll continue to make that, and I'll show up in this way that's aligned with this decision. Many of you have already decided, you know, I'm a parent. You've decided I'm a healthy person. You've decided I'm following my spiritual path. You know, there's many decisions that are big in life that we've decided, correct? You made the decision and it happened. Pretty powerful, hey? So let's do this. Write down yourself what you decide. I decide this for myself. Then we're going to go through a bit of a process. Does anyone want to unmute and either share what they're deciding, and or does anyone have any questions here? Anyone at all? Leslie says, I could feel the butterflies in my stomach when I wrote down my decision. Perfect. That's what we want. That's how you know it's expansive. You want it to freak out a little bit, right? Lewis, what do you have for us? I'll ask you to unmute. One sec.
Hi, thanks a lot. Everyone knows I've been researching different groups, not to leave our group, but just to expand. I realized that Tyson's group, that our group, is like the most conscious group around. And I spent about a week looking at 20 different groups. So I sent Tyson a note yesterday saying I want in on every group you got. I mean, if Tyson does six a week, I'll be there for every one of them. Just an acknowledgement for what you've created, Tyson, and the collaboration of the people that are here. What my intention here is, in terms of your question, is it's really worked nicely for me, this thing I'm promoting, and I don't tell everybody about it. So now when I get people fishing, you know, I get a lot, maybe you all do also, you get people fishing on Messenger, where they're trying to sell you their program or whatever. And I always, you know, rather than, you know, telling them to piss off or, you know, canceling them or say, bug off, or are you a bot? I ask them, how can I serve you? And that throws them, and it also convinces me if they're a bot. If they're a bot, they don't even, you know, the bot's not designed to respond to how can I serve you. And then if someone says I'm not a bot, and I'm like, oh, I got this great funnel that's going to make you $1 billion, I just say, send me some articles about your program that's going to make me $1 billion. I'll publish them for free. So for me, it is a sell, and it is a funnel. We're here for business, I think. Well, maybe this group may not be business, the one after this is. But for me, it's simply to say to anybody who shows up and makes any human contact with me, you know, obviously you're connecting to me for a reason. So now you've connected to me, I publish stuff, I'll publish your stuff for free. And that's a real shift for me, because I wasn't doing that before. I was holding that space for Serving Circle at 7 o'clock. But now I hold that space for anybody who contacts me for any reason, especially if I haven't reached out to them, if they're reaching out to me, especially so. Yeah. So that's what that intention is, that our collaboration has created for me.
Beautiful. Awesome. Thanks for sharing. Yeah. Good man. Rosemary.
So I decided, can you hear me okay?
Yep.
So I decided 2 years ago that I wasn't going to allow anyone else to make me feel small and not worthy. My dream has always been to be a speaker. I have a vision of walking up these crystal steps onto a stage, and it was all black looking out. But recently I'm starting to see those bumps, those heads in the audience. They're all black still, but the vision is becoming clear. So once I decided, so much has changed. And yes, there's still some lessons, and there's bumps, and there's ups and downs, but there's more blessings coming now that I acknowledge, and I'm grateful for that change that I decided to make.
Awesome. Beautiful. Well done. Anyone else want to share? Barbara, go for it.
Yeah, I feel nervous raising my hand on this one, Tyson.
Lovely.
Because I like to just, you know, float around like I know what I'm doing. And I do. But I've just really started doing the training that I'm doing outside of the classroom and the safe space of the university and taking it out into the world. So what I've made the decision to be the one who makes $10,000 a month just from my training business, from the courses that I'm doing. So not my other sources of income, just this one. And then I thought about, as I heard you speak, Rosemary, okay, how many people do I see on screen? And it would be, you know, starting with 20 in the beginning course, and then going to an advanced course. And then, and I've got my, what is it called? A value ladder that I'm working on. So that's where I am. And that scares me to say that out loud, but thank you for encouraging it.
Beautiful. Love it. Orban, you're next.
Hi, Tyson. Yeah. I actually have a direct experience of this, because so 2 weeks ago, I decided, without really even having the money, but I decided that I wanted to play in a bigger coaching container than I'd ever been in before. And so in that decision, the universe actually showed me how I was going to pay for it, and I started. And then, like, also, you know, going into that, I then have to scale the business. Well, I don't have to. I get to scale my business to a larger level because now I'm, you know, on the hook for this coaching payment every month, right? But it's also like it you know, it's a business coaching program, an alignment coaching program. So I guess my most recent decision in the way that you're talking about it, where you kind of put that stake in the sand and choose, was to play a bigger game, to scale my business to at least 10,000 a month, if not more than that. I actually just watched a really interesting video by Grant Cardone, where he was like, the single digit millionaires in today's world are actually broke. Like, if you only have $1 million and you live in anywhere that's expensive, it's gone. Like, you have any healthcare, you have any, you know, family or expensive house or any of this stuff, and you don't have any net worth at all. And so that's really been kind of challenging me to think bigger in terms of like the kind of impact and also the finances I want to make, and to just really step into that game is possible, that I can play at that level that I'm choosing to do so. So yeah, we'll see how it goes, but it's been fun so far.
Yeah. I love what you're saying, because when you step into that possibility and step into that vibration, new ideas come. You know, new ways of showing up, new ideas, new different patterns. Like, it all starts to flow, which is awesome. Well done, Sophie.
Oh, this is a hefty one to answer, but it feels important to say it aloud. I decide to be an author that stands for something, and to be leading the charge in the topic I care about. Woo. And getting comfortable with that, making that feel familiar and comfortable, more comfortable, and something that's familiar, because mm-hmm. I've really enjoyed the familiarity of being close to my heart these last several months writing. And mm-hmm. so it's going to be a very big shift in energy to really open that heart to a bunch of people. Yeah. But it's also the entire vision of the project. So I need to step into that. And I decide to do so.
Well done. Congrats. You can help many more people. Now, here's the thing. When you make a decision, when we're all deciding here of what our next level is, there's an opportunity. It's like there's a door that opens. Because it's sometimes scary to walk through it, you now have an opportunity. I'll be with you in 1 minute, Renee. The opportunity is... Do you want to step through and actually be, you know, at a new vibration, new level, take some different actions with completely new patterns, which we'll talk about next? Or do you want to close that door and not go through? You have the option. This is kind of in your mind. People who have tried to, you know, tried to get fit, tried to lose weight, tried to stick to something, tried to do whatever. You can feel this back and forth of them stepping into the door and then back out, and then stepping back in and then back out. The opportunity to decide means I actually decide to step in. And because right now you're declaring it, the door's now open, right? The door's now open. You can either step in and do something different, because this is the opportunity. When you get back into your life and you get back in your routine and things start to, you know, you run into your own patterns, it may take the door 6 more months to open. Do we notice this? There's a key opportunity when we come together like this and we decide something. So the door is open and we're ready to, if you're ready to step in, I'll show you what you need to focus on. Renee, you got your hand raised. What do you have to add here? Hang on, go for it. I'll ask you to unmute. You'll need to unmute. There you go.
Can you hear me now, Tyson?
Yep, you're in.
Okay, good. So this is my book, Swipe for Mr. Right. So you've been seeing this since last year, remember, in December? Now in February, no, March, February, March, it was 3 weeks, actually 4 weeks in a row, number one book in 11 categories. This is a huge thing. And number one best-selling book internationally as well. So thank you, Rosemary. I appreciate it. And it's living from being on your in your community, I've learned that just not even having just a vision board with all the things that I have, it's the vision board is 6 feet by 6 feet. And having the TEDx, TED Talk, my book, this is the number 11th book. This is the first one that went number one. And I learned that living with intention and the teachings that I've learned from here at Tyson is living with intention and in that metaphysical and meditative state of being and actually visualizing and manifesting and doing my affirmations daily. I've gotten stronger and things are coming into fruition. Huge things. So I'm so grateful and so thankful. And you're always top of mind. I'm not always here consistently every week because business is really good and I'm so grateful. But I'm doing my very best to attend all your community meetings. And thank you for being here and everyone here.
Beautiful.
And with thank that, Tyson, I'm complete. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for sharing and congrats.
Hey. Oh, thank you so much.
That's awesome. All right. So anyone who's looking to step through the door and live life on the other side of the door, I generally have three things to focus on. Generally three things that will need to elevate so that you vibrate at that level. I learned this a long time ago, through the personal development space, through going through all of, the Tony Robbins programs and all those different things. But anytime you, we're always vibrating at a particular vibration that's associated with a particular identity. It's always happening, right? It's just a matter of which vibration you're at, which identity you're currently holding. This is what I'll call a mental and emotional state. Your mental and emotional state can be one of love. You can be feeling appreciation and gratitude. You can be feeling anger. You can be feeling sadness. You're feeling stress, all different mental and emotional states, right? We're all on board. Makes sense. So if your mental emotional state is one of stress compared to one of love, there are three main factors that determine that, which one you're in. One of them being your focus, your attention. Like where is your attention? What are you focused on? You focus on the past, present, future, what's going right in your life, what's not going right in your life. Is your focus on that person that cut you off? Is your focus on how nice the weather is today? Are you focused on what's possible, what's not possible? All these different things. Like where's your mental focus? Where's your attention? That's number one. So, question. When you're in the state that is aligned with your identity of your next level, so your expansive self, where you're making the income that you would like to make, where you're making the impact you would like to make, your expansive self, your next level, in that reality, where's your focus? What's your focus? To the best of your ability, what do you think?
The present.
Yeah, perfect. In the present moment. Awesome. So write that down. What else do we have? Let's open the floor. Anyone else have anything else that they can highlight where their focus would be when they're at their next level? Rosemary.
Not only would be in the present, but now that I'm at that level, what do I need to do to get to the next level so mm-hmm. I can help more people mm-hmm. to get to that level that I'm just at now?
Mm-hmm. Cool. Beautiful. So your focus is also on contribution. Anytime we're really stuck in fear, where's the attention? It's on ourselves. Anytime we're stuck by fear and we're not taking action because of fear, it's always self-centered, right? It's like, oh, they're gonna think of me in this way, or I'll do this and make a mistake, or whatever. Right? It's always self-centered when you're stuck in fear. Best way out of that, shift your focus towards, hey, who can I help? I do this in the serving circle all the time. You know, you all know, I reach out to you personally, say, who can I connect you with? Hey, let's jump on a call. Hey, let's, you know, what can I do to serve you? Correct? Life's more fun when you're just like, how do I light up someone else's day by just reaching out and doing something for them? Like, even see, like, Sophie's got a big smile on her face, even if I just mentioned it, she hasn't even helped anyone, right? She just heard it for 3 seconds and then all of a sudden she lights up. That's the focus. So write that down as focus, present, focused on giving, contribution. As Rosemary's saying, focus on that next level. How do I get to that next level to help even more people? David, you had your hand raised. Is there anything you wanted to add here?
It took the words out of my mouth, Tyson. Contribution.
Okay.
Not about me. It's about the other person.
Yeah.
Who am I with right in the present moment?
Yeah.
How can I serve?
Beautiful. What difference can I make? You know, what who can I help? How can I help them? Beautiful. All right. So it may be different for all of you, but write something down. If you want to write one or two areas of focus that you know is your expansive self, the focus that's aligned with the identity of your next level. Make sense? So what's next? We've got your awareness or your focus. What the second factor that makes up your mental and emotional state is your internal language. So the sentences that are flowing through your mind, we can also tell, this can also be the story you're telling yourself, right? The story or the sentences that are flowing through your mind are very different when you're in love compared to in fear, correct? When you're in fear, the sentences flowing through your mind is, oh, geez, I'm just not good enough. I'm just not cut out for this. Or they're going to judge me. You know, this is a waste of time. Who do you think you are? When you're in love, you're embodying gratitude. The sentences flowing through your mind and the story you're telling yourself may be, I'm lucky. I'm lucky to have this life. I'm blessed. I'm grateful for X, Y, and Z, right? I'm on a beautiful spiritual journey. I'm here to learn. I'm here to grow. So what are the sentences flowing through your mind? What are you telling yourself? What are those stories? Even if you just write one or two of the stories that are aligned with your next level, that are aligned with your expansive self, that are aligned with the identity that you will hold when you're living this new reality. If we write those down, does anyone want to share anything that comes up for them around this? Barbara, what's a story, internal language that you notice?
The internal language is, I love the life I've created.
Yeah. Beautiful. Anyone else? Sophie.
I'm learning.
Yeah, totally. I'm always learning. It's now when I have a, as some of you know, I'm learning how to play golf. I know how to play golf, but I'm trying to improve in golf. Every time there's a poor shot, which there's many, I'm learning. I'm learning. With every poor round, every, you know, when I'm stuck in a particular pattern, it's like, hey, I'm learning what doesn't work. Different focus than those who say I'm useless and they throw their whole bag of clubs into the ocean or the river. You know, it's a completely different focus. Anyone else want to share story, internal language that comes up for them? Lewis. Hang on, you'll need to unmute.
There we go.
Yep.
Yeah, there's an old hypnosis exercise from Milton Erickson. And I'm going to type it into the chat so everybody can see it. But these are words I never use, like never use them. Would, could, should, but, what if, maybe, and try. And the one sentence commentary, when you use the word try, it's a statement that you're not going to complete what you're doing successfully. And the old exercise is try and pick up a pencil. And of course, the person picks up the pencil and you say, no, no, I don't want you to pick up the pencil. I want you to try to pick up the pencil. So I'm going to type those into the chat, but they're not small for me. They're major. Would, could, should, but, would, if, maybe, and try. Thank you.
Beautiful. And the funny thing as well, if when they pick up the pen, you say, no, I told you to try and pick it up, and then they stop trying, and then so they don't do anything. You know, no, I said try and pick up the pen. So then they have to, you know, basically sit there with trying to pick it up.
Quick question about what if, because I think of what if as like a brainstorming prompt. Like, what if this happened? Like brainstorming possibilities. Lewis, what's your thought on that?
It actually interferes with brainstorming in my experience. And the reason for that is it's hypothetical. And unless you're a Zen master and you are so self-aware and you've done so much introspection that you're not going to miss a beat. Like me, almost. I'm kidding. It's a joke. So what happens is I don't do hypotheticals. I'm here. I'm in this group. I'm looking at these people. I can't tell what the future is going to be. So I'm going to free myself from regrets of the past. I'm going to free myself from expectations of the future other than appointments. Oh, I'm going to talk to Tyson on Thursday at 5 o'clock. That's enough for appointments. You can have an expectation. No, that's where mindfulness comes from. No regrets, no expectations, no wants, only need, acting on need, and no hypotheticals. You're allowed to plan. You know, what if I win $1 billion? How am I going to give it away in charity? But that's not real. That's a minimal hypothetical. So what if is for me is destructive for me. It's actually destructive.
Gotcha.
And to give you a very quick example, obviously I'm a pretty strange dude, and I'm an unmarriable pretty much, and I met my wife on a street corner in New York City, and at that time I had been a mercenary in Africa and she had been a political prisoner, and we talked for 30 seconds. We were engaged in a week. What if she's my type? What if she's, you know, has PTSD? In the moment, present, do risk analysis, have a support system like Tyson and a group like this so they can tell you you're nuts, you know, if you do, you know, what if? And then you just move forward and know that you have a safety net around you. Those are my thoughts, Sophie. Thanks for asking.
Thanks, Lewis. Beautiful. We all taking notes? All right. So I see Rosemary and Leslie have your hand raised. I'll go to the third factor, and then we'll open up for everyone's questions and insights, because then we'll wrap it up in the next 13 minutes or so we can make room for the collaborative call. So we've got our focus, right, where your attention is, but your internal language or your stories. And we've got three, which is how you move and use your body. Some people call that physiology. I like to call it just how you move and use your body. This includes your breath, your posture, your gestures, the speed at which you move, your voice, right? The punctuation in your voice, the level of your voice, everything to do with how you move and use your body. Because this is the factor that's probably the most powerful, but also the most overlooked. when we have a, when you're embodying a state of success, when you're embodying a state of love, I would like for you to see yourself, you know, just on a video camera compared to when you're stressed and you notice your breathing patterns are completely different, right? How you move and use your body is completely different. Your gestures, your how you talk, where you look, your posture, everything's different in terms of how you move and use your body. I can guarantee you, if you highlight, just to be playful and be aware of when you are feeling that next level of success, when you're embodying that identity, how you move and use your body, being aware of it and then applying it can radically change your life. Because a lot of people's mental patterns are locked in how they move and use their body. So they're trying to do intellectual, you know, they're trying to have reframing and positive psychology and all these different things while still, you know, slumped shoulders, trying to stay small, very monotone, very shallow breaths. It doesn't work, right? Compared to when you're sitting or standing tall, and you're breathing deep, when you're speaking with punctuation, with some energy, you're using your gestures in alignment with that. Everything changes. So here's what I want you to write down. As you embody the level of success that you want to see and that identity, what would you notice about your body? What would you notice about how you move and use your body? Do you breathe deep? Do you stand tall? Do you look at people in the eye? Right? Do you have expansive gestures? How you walk is different. You notice this? How you walk and move through life is completely different. The way in which you make a sandwich, completely different. Like your body's, it's like you're in a different body, right? It's really quite amazing. We can tell this. If someone's super stressed making a sandwich, we can tell they're super stressed, correct? But when someone is in love with the food they're making, and they're loving the process and they're putting a lot of love into their food, and that's their focus, we can tell that their body is just completely different. Do you see what I'm getting at? Highlight that. So here's what I have for you. We have focus and attention, the first one. We have internal language and stories, and we have, you know, physiology or how you move and use your body. To remember this more effectively, I came up with the acronym of AIM. Before you fire, you have to aim, correct? So before you do anything, before you do your Facebook Live, before you go hang out with your kids, before you go drive down the supermarket, what you have to do is aim. A for attention, I for internal language, and M for movement. Attention, internal language, movement. Shift that and you start practicing the mental and emotional muscle that is lifting your comfort level, right? It's lifting your comfort level from a comfort level that may or may not be serving you to one that's more expansive. Make sense? You're embodying it ahead of time. We all know the be do have model, correct? Have do be is when people are like, oh, I want to have something new. As long if I would have that, right, I'd do something different and be someone different. But it's backwards. We need to be first. We need to be someone different, do something different so you can have something different. This is the be do have in more of a bit more structured. So when you embody this, when you aim first, when you shift your attention, internal language and movement, you feel something different. And when you take action that's aligned with that, then your world changes and you can start achieving different results. Make sense? Let's quickly go through some, anyone who wants to raise their hand, we've got 5 more minutes. Anyone wants to raise your hand, please do so. But I want to also, before we wrap up here, I want to also breathe and embody this a little bit, okay? So any questions, feel free to raise your hand. Renee, what do you have?
Real quickly, about the sandwich, it's so true, Tyson, that when you're in a bad mood and you cook, like when you're going to have people over, you don't want to be in a bad mood. And if you're going to have your husband help you, you want to make sure your husband's on board and he's feeling the respect that he should have. Men need respect. Women need love. So I always tell a lot of the ladies that if you're going to have your husband support you during a dinner party, make sure you fool around with him first, 5 minutes. Then he's just putting your hands during the whole party. He'll empty the trash or food on a platter, whatever you need to do, especially if you're having holidays with, 20 or 30 people. And, honor your husband with respect and he'll love you back. So especially with cooking, if you're in a bad mood, the food will taste terrible, whether you're following a recipe or you just do it just because it's a natural gift. So I always tell people, don't cook if you're in a bad mood. Definitely get out of that and be aware of your personal awareness. And I love your acronym of AIM, attention, internal language, and movement. I love that. And I this is why I love this what you share. I practice this daily, but now I have an acronym that I can live by and do that consistently with discipline. So thank you so much, Tyson.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Anyone else want to raise their hand? Any questions? Anything they want to add? Real good. All right, let's breathe deep.
Oh.
Sophie, go for it.
Okay, so the thing that had me smiling before was had to do with comfort zones and how we're associating them with like comfort and safety. And I just had a conversation about how comfort zones are very much about familiarity and that what we're familiar with isn't necessarily safe. And so this idea of like where the safety is coming from, I was actually pulling apart from comfort zone and expansive self. Like your current self, expansive self, and then chasing things and feeling secure. And that's a really interesting table that I'll share with you, Tyson, with some of the notes from this.
Cool.
And I would love other people's thoughts on that, but we might be able to put that in awesome. Serving circle or whatever this chat is. And I would love people's thoughts on that.
Yeah, great. Awesome. Feel free to share that with us. All right, here's what I want to do for the next few minutes before we wrap it up. I want you to close your eyes and breathe deep. I want you to just imagine your life where you wake up in the morning, put your feet on the floor, and when you're embodying this level of success. I want you to feel what you would feel when you're present, when you're looking on being of service, you've already achieved what you're looking to achieve. I want you to notice the stories you're telling yourself around how grateful you are, how blessed you are. Just imagine standing tall, breathing deep, interacting with life. Like it's a blessing, interacting with people as if they're divinely guided to you, interacting with clients, collaborators, community members, from your expansive self. The vibration that feels closer to who and what you are, with unconditional love, with compassion, with excitement. Notice what you'd be doing that may be different from what you're currently doing. What would you prioritize? How would you treat yourself? What would you do for your health? Would you rest more? Would you work harder? Would you take trips? Would you do your content in a different way? Would you run events with a different vibration, different intensity, different intent? What would be aligned with you living this way? Just take a deep breath and embody that. If there's some fear showing up, great. If it feels uncomfortable, great. That's leaving as you embody this. It's coming up because it's coming out. Take another deep breath and come back to me. If you need to, feel free to write down some extra notes. Of anything that you may have noticed, anything that you think may be an action step, a leap that's aligned with this side of you. What's a leap? What's an action item? What's different? If anyone wants more guidance on this, I have a course that's complimentary to everyone in the Serving Circle. It's called Spirit in Business, and it walks you through these steps along with the Feel to Heal process. So if anyone wants to embody that more often, just let me know. I'll shoot you the link to get access to that course. This kind of goes hand in hand with that. How are you all feeling? All right. I'll put the link to the collaborative call that's about to start. I'll put that in the chat here.
Tyson, can I add something just that you brought back?
Sure thing.
20 years ago, a mentor of mine used to talk about be, do, have all the time, the time. And in fact, he wrote a book called To God or As God.
Beautiful.
And so I've so appreciated you shifting the be, do, have to the in its right order.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you, everyone, for being here. If you have any questions about the complimentary courses, shoot me a message on Facebook. I'll set you all up and give you guys the links there. So thank you all for being here. I'll see you all next time. And if you want to jump on the collaborative call, I'll see you then, okay? Thank you all very much. Talk soon.
Thanks for listening to the Awaken Your Business podcast. If you're a heart-centered business owner, you know that selling, marketing, and business strategy can bring up a lot of fear, doubt, and scarcity. And this is why I created the community on Facebook called The Serving Circle. It's in here where you get to grow your business as a byproduct of asking the question, how may I serve? It's on our weekly Zoom collaborative calls where you get to serve by meeting like-minded people and organizing collaborations, service exchanges, and partnerships so together we can heighten consciousness through business success. So just search The Serving Circle in your Facebook groups and you'll see that you're just one heartfelt collaboration away from reaching your biggest business goal. Take care now.